Brianna Moore says she is haunted by her experience in the adult system she entered at 17 years old.
I had the sense of, oh my gosh, I'm a criminal now.
Moore was convicted of misdemeanor assault after a mall fight. Like other 17-year-olds in Michigan's judicial system, she was automatically treated like an adult. Moore's story is typical of these types of cases. She was not incarcerated, but she was put on adult probation without any real support services. And she reoffended while on probation with a more serious drug crime. Moore says the hardest part of improving her life has been dealing with the stigma of having an adult crime on her record. When she applied for jobs and internships, all people would see and judge her by was what was on that paper.
It's just been one thing after another. Like, you think what happens at 17 years old, which is almost basically 15 years ago, I'm having to continually explain the behaviors of a 17-year-old.
Moore believes that if she had been charged as a juvenile, things would have been different. If Moore had been charged as a juvenile, she would have gotten individualized treatment. Here's what that might have looked like. An attorney referee who only handles juvenile cases would have been in charge of her case. A juvenile court officer would have spoken to her and her family, maybe even her teachers. This would have given the officer and referee a better idea of what she needed. There would have been more oversight, more check-ins with her officer and the referee, and she likely would have gotten counseling, which Moore says between her alcohol problem and feelings of isolation, she needed. Instead, in the adult system, Moore felt forgotten.
I don't know what would have happened, and I think that's what bothers me the most, because no one stopped and asked.
Once they get into an adult system, initially, that can create barriers for the rest of their adult lives, whether it's education or housing or employment. It has lifelong effects.
Gilda Jacobs is with the Michigan League for Public Policy. She says their research shows young people in the juvenile system are more likely to turn their lives around, but the adult system is different. Jacobs says having a 17-year-old in the adult system can damage them physically and psychologically and puts a lot of strain on families.
So if we can avoid those kinds of costs, and I don't mean costs in terms of monetary costs, but in terms of the damage that this can do to a person and the families, then we should be able to do that.
But it's those monetary costs that has held this change up for so long and is the reason the laws won't go into effect for another 2 years. The big hang-up has been how the counties will pay for the influx of juvenile cases. Megan Kite is with the Michigan Association of Counties. She says the courts and counties will need those 2 years to try to figure out how much money to budget every year for this change. Kite says some of the things they need to figure out include, do counties need to hire more juvenile court officers? Do they need more staff for intake? And prosecutors' offices will have to figure out if they need more attorneys to handle the workload.
There's so many unknowns still with this, so it's really hard to have good quality answers or hard numbers. That's just been the difficulty with this policy.
The numbers are up in the air, but some studies predict that this could cost counties millions of dollars. For Moore, the change in the state's policy means she can move on, and she doesn't have to worry about other 17-year-olds getting caught up in the system like she did.
I know at least no other child is going to have to go through this the way that I did. We won't have to ask those same questions. What if?
But in the 2 years before the law takes effect, thousands of 17-year-olds could be treated as adults. A 2017 study by the Michigan Council on Crime and Delinquency found that within a span of 10 years, more than 19,000 17-year-olds that committed crimes were treated as adults. I'm Shayna Roth.